Morning Light is giving people a look at the devastation Hurricane Michael left behind in the Florida Panhandle. Storm killed at least two people and damaged thousands of buildings yesterday. It is now Tropical Storm Michael, making its way through Georgia and the Carolinas today, and it will eventually affect our weather. With more on that, let's talk with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us by Skype. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
So let's talk about Michael's track. Where's the storm now, and where's it going?
Well, it continues to move up through the Appalachians. It will pass offshore of the mid-Atlantic coastline, and then it will move out to sea just south of New England before actually heading, looks to me like it's going to end up somewhere over towards the English Channel early next week.
What kind of impact should we expect here in New England?
Yeah, so we're not looking at a major impact here at all. The cold front, which is moving off towards the east right now, that's going to put an end to our summery weather. That's going to bring some showers in here this afternoon, especially during the evening commute. I think we could see some heavier downpours. That's not related to Tropical Storm Michael at all. And then what will happen is as that front pushes offshore early tomorrow morning, the moisture from Michael kind of comes up along the front and just clips us. The best chance to see any heavy downpours, tropical downpours, is going to be the Outer Cape and the islands, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, the elbow of the Cape. But some of those showers could make it into the Boston area early tomorrow morning before the whole thing lifts off towards the east.
Any concerns about rough surf or high winds or even flooding from this?
So there could be some urban street flooding. The combination of the cold front and the rains from Michael could produce anywhere from an inch, maybe 2 inches south of Boston. But then you get on towards southeastern Mass where you get 3, 4, perhaps 5 inches of rain. That's enough to cause some street flooding, but I don't see any major issues. In terms of seas, they're definitely going to be rough. Winds will be up towards 35 knots at the most, and that is almost tropical storm force in terms of winds and gusts. So I do think that there could potentially be a tropical storm warning issued for the offshore waters. We'll see if that happens. But it's nothing more than a passing nor'easter. For us here in New England, that's really the effect.
And how soon will Michael be gone?
So it will be gone pretty early on Friday. It will be by 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. It's several hundred miles east of New England. I think we'll start to see clearing. The sunshine will start to come out. It doesn't last very long, however. And the one thing that this storm is going to do, it's really changing the atmosphere a lot, so that really warm summer pattern we've seen since June is going to end here Friday, and we are in a much colder and a very different pattern than we have seen for literally months across New England.
It'll start to feel like fall. Looking back to Michael's landfall for just a moment, how historic was this storm?
Yeah, incredibly historic. And I was thinking this morning, meteorologists are going to be studying this for quite some time. Some of the things that are really rare with it, number one, it's so late in the season. Number two, how far north it was. Number three, it continued to intensify right until and even perhaps after landfall. That's almost unprecedented. So they'll be looking at the satellite. We'll be looking at pressure drops. You know, when did it reach its peak intensity? But it's definitely as it was hitting the land. And storms just don't do that. I have to think back to Andrew as that came into the Homestead area back in 1992. And that's really the last time we saw a storm do kind of that rapid intensification all the way till landfall.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.